Hamas terrorist attack ignites open hatred of Jews around the world. By Simon Kent on November 1, 2023. Hamas terrorists kicked the lid off hell and invaded Israel on October 7 in a barbaric attack that included mass rape, murder, torture, and kidnappings. Ever since, from the streets of Berlin, Paris, Rome, and on to the very heart of London, New York's Times Square, and the steps of the Sydney Opera House, there has been a dramatic surge in anti-Jewish hatred. The Hamas attacks, a pogrom in everything from name to historical definition, have left Jewish people reeling from a multitude of threats. Here are just a few of the recent examples of Jews being publicly vilified and in some cases attacked simply for their faith and belief Israel has every right to exist. Germany. Segments of the Jewish population in Berlin are being forced to consider a question many once thought unthinkable in the wake of the atrocities committed by Adolf Hitler and his Nazi followers and the subsequent promises of never again: is it time to leave Germany? Spiegel International reports testimonies from a host of Jews in the national capital are worried about their futures and those of their families as a rising tide of anti-Semitism is seen once more to cast a shadow across the city. In recent days, assailants hurled two Molotov cocktails at a synagogue in central Berlin, and the Star of David was found daubed on the facades of several buildings where Jews live in Berlin. The attacks have come even as German citizen Shani Luke has been confirmed as a victim of the horrific Hamas attack. Anti-Semitic acts have increased sharply in the country amid the latest turmoil in the Middle East. The Federal Association of Research and Information Centers on Anti-Semitism, RIAS, confirmed to AFP. France. As Breitbart News reported, Stars of David were spray-painted on homes in Paris on Tuesday night in what political leaders called a chilling evocation of the 1930s. Some 60 Stars of David were left stenciled on walls in the 14th arrondissement of the French capital as the nation as a whole deals with a rise in anti-Semitic incidents. The move recalled the same markings being delivered on Jewish-owned businesses in Berlin which were marked with the Star of David during the rise to power of Adolf Hitler and his Nazi party. Since the terrorist organization Hamas attacked Israel, leading to a war in Gaza, the French Interior Ministry reported nearly 800 anti-Semitic incidents in France. On Sunday, the French Minister of Justice Eric Dupond-Moretti reported more than 400 arrests for anti-Semitic acts. Australia. Hamas supporters chanted "Gas the Jews" in front of the world-famous Sydney Opera House in the days after the Hamas attack, as recorded in a video shared by the Australian Jewish Association. The October 9 crowd of several hundred people, mostly immigrant Muslims, also chanted "Allahu Akbar," "Allah is supreme," and "Fuck the Jews," as a line of police passively watched on. The event was held to celebrate Hamas' massacre of Jews and its simultaneous attacks on Israeli security forces. The protesters waved their home country flags, including the flags of Turkey and Lebanon. Some waved the flag adopted by people who identify as Palestinians. The Australian government warned Jewish people to stay away from the pro-Hamas celebrations. United Kingdom. Members of the Jewish community in London have been forced to lift security at synagogues, schools, and other community buildings in the wake of the Hamas terrorist attack. Public facilities have also been targeted by those opposed to the Jewish state and its followers and supporters. The reason for the increased protection is simple: a corresponding rise in anti-Semitism rates reported across the UK capital, as Breitbart News reported. There has been a 1,350% jump in hate crimes against Jewish people as the Middle East crisis goes on, the Metropolitan Police have said, with no arrests so far in 9 out of 10 alleged offences. Women tear down posters of Israeli kidnapping victims in North London. AFP reports in the period since in London alone, where there have been several large-scale protests in support of Palestinians in Gaza, the Met said it had recorded 408 anti-Semitic offences between October 1 and 27. That compares to just 28 in the same period last year, the force said on Friday, with several Jewish schools in London forced to shut temporarily. Russia. The most chilling anti-Semitic incident globally was the storming of an airport in Russia's Dagestan region on Sunday by an enraged crowd looking for Jews to attack after a flight arrived from Tel Aviv, as Breitbart News reported. Rabbi Alexander Boroda, president of Russia's Federation of Jewish Communities, said in response anti-Israeli sentiment had morphed into open aggression towards Russian Jews. Shniv Siegel, the chief Ashkenazi rabbi of Azerbaijan, said the incident showed anti-Semites will use any excuse, the current Middle East crisis being just the latest, to terrorize the dwindling numbers of us that still remain in the Caucasus. And where do they think they are chasing these Jews away to? The very country whose existence is such an abomination to them, he said, referring to Israel. The incident comes just days after a similar mob of hundreds of Islamic Dagestan locals ransacked a hotel in the city of Hasiv Yurt after rumors reportedly emerged on local social media that Israelis had taken up residence in the hotel. South Africa. Reuters reports in Johannesburg, pro-Palestinian protesters marched to an area with a large Jewish community on Saturday, tearing off pictures of Israeli hostages in Gaza from the perimeter walls of a community center while a Shabbat service was being held at a nearby synagogue. There were other protests in the coastal city of Cape Town. "I feel rage towards the people who are trying to curtail my freedom of religion and my freedom of movement, for the most part based on their anti-Semitism," said Akiva Carr, who was in the Johannesburg synagogue when the incident took place. USA. Anti-Semitism in the U.S. is reaching historic levels in the wake of violence in Israel and Gaza, FBI Director Christopher Wray has warned. Speaking to a Senate panel on Tuesday, the BBC reports Wray said 60% of all religious-based hate crimes targeted Jewish people. Pro-Palestinian protesters occupy federal office building on Capitol Hill. He added that the figure had likely increased amid anger caused by the ongoing violence in Gaza. "This is a threat that is reaching, in some way, sort of historic levels," Wray told the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He added, although Jews make up only about 2.4% of the U.S. public, they account for about 60% of all religious-based hate crimes. "The Jewish community is targeted by terrorists really across the spectrum," he testified. Just hours before Wray spoke, New York officials questioned a person after threats were made against Jewish pupils at Cornell University. The Cornell Daily Sun reported students were alerted when violent posts appeared on an online forum from a user named Hamas Soldier with threats to bring an assault rifle to campus and shoot all you pig Jews. "If I see a pig male Jew, I will stab you and slit your throat," read one post. Another post pledged to bomb a Jewish house in retaliation for the murder of 500 martyrs. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.